Hello and a warm welcome to you all on this Monday, September 23rd, 2024. Paige Estratore here, bringing you the weekly insurance news wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online, your partner in the world of personal and business insurance. First up is an urgent call from the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, or ASIC. They are pushing for a comprehensive overhaul in the distribution practices of insurance and financial products here in Australia. According to ESIS, major failings have been found in the practices of issuers, including inadequate due diligence on third-party distributors and poorly designed consumer questionnaires. These failings have significantly affected areas such as funeral and accident insurance. Since obligations concerning design and distribution were put in place in October 2021, ASIC has enforced these rules stringently, initiating 5 civil proceedings and issuing over 80 stop orders. Meanwhile, the federal government has made a landmark decision that has earned the applause of different sectors. It decided to ban the use of genetic test results in life insurance underwriting, eliciting commendations from the medical and legal communities, as well as industry bodies like the Council of Australian Life Insurers. Financial Services Minister Stephen Jones' announcement of this prohibition marks a significant shift towards confronting genetic discrimination in insurance. In contrast to these developments, Australian households are dealing with a different kind of issue. A new report from the Actuaries Institute reveals that an increasing number of households, around 1.6 million families, are feeling the burden of rising home insurance costs, a jump of 30% in a year. It appears that climate change is at the heart of the problem, contributing to extreme weather events such as bushfires and floods, and subsequently pushing up premiums. The Institute is urging for policy reforms, improved climate resilience strategies, and greater consumer awareness to address these challenges. Internationally, Swiss Re has turned the tables by reporting an impressive net income of $2.1 billion for the first half of 2024. This robust growth comes from fewer natural catastrophe claims and strength in investment earnings. Strategic renewals have played a pivotal role too, with a price increase in July boosting performance. And that's your weekly wrap from Financial Services Online. For more information, do visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estratore. Thank you all for tuning in.